Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, man, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave a comment or two. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. And hey, it was a great 2018, man. We picked a lot of random listeners weekly, and sometimes more than one on a weekly basis. I sent out a lot of shirts. A lot of folks left us comments on Apple Podcasts, left us ratings there, connected with us on our social media platforms, and shared our content. We definitely appreciate that, man. We sent out a bunch of prize packs that had, merchandise from people that we interviewed, books, cologne samples, things of that nature, along with one of our t-shirts, man. And we appreciate the love from everybody. We hope to be doing some bigger things in 2019. And now, without further delay, man, we're going to get this show kicked off, man. This is the best of, I could be wrong, but I doubt it, from 2018. Reg is handling his business today, man. So he's not with us today. So I'm going to be on the solo creep for your Jeep. And we're gonna do some things, man. Take you back a little bit and let you hear some of the highlights of the show that happened in 2018 and remind you of how great this year was in regards to the I Could Be Wrong But I Doubt It podcast, man. Because we got so many texts, so many messages that I literally have a hard time keeping up with them. But we definitely do appreciate all the interaction, and we hope to continue that in 2019. I'm real responsive, real interactive. So get at me, man. Get at me. So without further delay, man, we're going to go ahead and get the show going today. And we're going to take you back a little bit. And hope you have fun with it. Okay, so here we go. So this first clip is from the preview show. It's where Reg lets everybody know where he's from, where he went to school. This was not scripted, ladies and gentlemen. It was kind of interesting, man. So we just kind of play off each other, and this was the beginning of our world famous volleys back and forth, if you will. So. Check him out as he describes his hometown and the school that he went to.
Tell people where you from, man.
Man, born and raised in Spartanburg, SC. What you know about the Sparkle City, baby?
I know absolutely nothing about Spartanburg.
Well, you need to ask somebody, man.
The sprawling metropolis.
Need to take you back home sometime.
Yes, so I can ride a cow or two.
Oh, come on now. It's progressive now. It's progressive. Oh, stand up, Sparkle City. I want to shout out to my parents. Two loving parents raised me and my little sister. Shout out to them and my folks down in the Sparkle City and my sister and her family out in the West Coast.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, I know that you are passionate about HBCUs. Why don't you let the people know where you graduated from?
Hey, the highest of seven hills of Tallahassee, Florida. You know who you are, Florida A&M University. Shout out to SBI and Gibbs Hall, Rattler Nation, stand up.
All right. This next clip, man, is actually from episode one. We talked after the show about, developing, future episodes, and, we came up with the term hot buttons, and you'll see we have like three hot buttons episodes where we talk about, real current events or shit that just basically pisses us off. And one of the things that really pissed me off is black women involved in white feminism. And so check this clip out as I kind of go off about it.
Really the feminist movement, feminism, I don't think is for black women.
Definitely not for black women. Don't even get me started on that bullshit, man. Because, to me, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone, man. You know, feminism started because white women had problems with white men.
Right.
And, you know, they didn't give a fuck about black women then. And then you got black women still catching hell, you know, right, from the workplace to public places, you know, getting abused and getting mistreated in all types of situations. And you know, white women are keeping their fucking mouth shut. So
right,
this is how I feel about it. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but that's
tell us how you really feel.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
And this next clip, man, is from episode 2, where we talked about the N-word and whether or not we should be using it still. And Reg is going to let you know why he continues to use it. You know, just some of the rationale, some of the reasoning behind it. So check this out. It's pretty interesting.
We want to ask today, why do we continue to use this word? So, Reg, give me some reasons why you shoot nigga out of your mouth like a machine gun.
Well, I think just like, well, first of all, I don't do that. I see how you slip that in. But I think it's sort of ingrained into all of us in some form or fashion. You know, I grew up in a household that used it occasionally, that really used it how I think we should use it now, which is keep it in the house, keep it amongst us folk, right? And they didn't use it. My parents and, you know, family members didn't really, they knew when to watch their mouths, when not to say, you know, how to act in public. And they didn't act ignorant in public. But I grew up listening to the word. I grew up listening to my father play Richard Pryor, who was nigga this, nigga that. I saw the Dick Gregory's book, self-entitled Nigger, if you will. I think that was somewhat of an autobiography piece. I saw that on the shelf at home. So the word is really a part of me in terms of it's ingrained inside of me, if you will. It's part of our culture. Going back to when I was born till now, it's part of the culture. It's just, it's changed. So that's why I use it.
All right. This next clip, man, is Reg going on and on and on and on and on about why HBCUs are so important to him. Check it out. It's a good one.
Tell people why HBCUs are so important to you.
Why is it important to me? Well, there is definitely a heritage, a legacy involved with HBCUs. Those of you that know me, and even to maybe new to some, I went to the Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida. And let me tell you what, really, just quickly about my experience there in maybe why I am such a component, a supporter of HBCUs, is my personal experience of learning something that I will never get to learn outside of those doors, outside of those classroom walls. There's something that is very special. Now, those of you listening, my sister went to Howard. She was actually Miss Howard back in 2000. Shout out to her. And most of my family were HBCU grads. So it's really a part of me. I grew up, as you know, in Sparkle City, Fresh's favorite vacation spot.
That is my new destination.
I grew up there, and really from K through 12 had one black teacher, maybe a 30% black high school and school system, great school system actually, in Spartanburg, District 6. But I had the background with my family, my both parents. My mother went to SC State, Bulldogs stand up. Father graduated from Allen University, and I have a list of cousins, aunts, and uncles who went to various schools representing the MEAC.
mainly in some CIAA schools as well. A lot of Hamptonites out there, Norfolk State, A&T for sure, Savannah State, and so on and so forth. Not getting to the names right now. But basically, these schools left really a mark on me that will be there forever.
Hey, in this next clip right here, man, I'm talking about hip-hop music, man, and why we should be concerned. And, you know, trying to implore people to stand up to address some of the issues, some of the real glaring issues that are occurring in hip-hop right now. This clip came from episode 4. And it's a real short clip, man, but I think you'll feel it.
There's a need to put some things out on the table that quite frankly, man, outside of just a few things that I've seen while perusing through social media, that a lot of people aren't talking about, and I feel like that we should be concerned about. I think it's past time that we become concerned about it, and I think that as lovers of hip hop music and as responsible adults and as black people in general, man, we're missing the boat, and we're kind of showing our hypocrisy when it comes to some of the music that's being produced, man. And you know, we want to put some things out there because we want some answers. We need some explanations.
Hey, this next clip right here, man, this is going to be from episode 5. This is Sean Crenshaw. If you haven't gone out and checked out his cologne, it's called Ovation. I think it actually may be sold out right now. I mean, he's been slinging cologne like it's crazy, man. And it's a quality high-end fragrance that you really need to get up on for real, man. I still have a couple samples left, I think. Hit me in the DMs, man, on Instagram or Facebook or something like that, man, and I'll send you one. I think I got a couple left, but this is him, you know, giving some insight about the you know, pursuit of entrepreneurialism and some of the pitfalls and whatnot, man. If you haven't checked out this episode, you really need to go back and check out this episode, especially if you have you know, entrepreneurial dreams or pursuits that you really want to try to get off the ground. Listen to a brother that has taken a brand from ground zero and is ascending right now. You really need to check this out. So this is episode 5, real small clip. I know you're going to enjoy it. Go check out the episode.
Really have to understand financing, you know, because dreams have to be financed.
And right.
Either you're going to self-finance them, you're gonna get an investor, or you're gonna have a group of people to kind of get behind you, and that's important. And what I learned is really early on in the stage, people may not believe in your idea, so you're gonna have to understand the importance of communicating the need for people to invest in you,
right?
Not
right.
necessarily your idea. I mean, your idea may be a $1 billion idea, but a lot of people early on don't see the $1 billion idea. All they see is you.
Right.
And you have to carry yourself and have a track record that, you know, motivates and ensures people to invest in you and that they will get their return by investing in you. So I would advise, you know, recognize the importance of how to get your dream financed, or at least early on, until the business can sustain itself.
Hey, this next clip is from episode 6, man, and this is an interesting clip, man, because this is one of the very, very, very few times that Reg and I have actually, wholeheartedly disagreed. I mean, been on, you know, totally opposite ends of a particular subject or particular point, I get just a wee bit aggressive on this particular one. That's my dude, though. So it's all love. But this is just one of the few instances where we actually are just on teetotal opposite sides of a point. It's from the Me Too episode, Silence is Complicity. And that's episode 6, man. It's a very important episode, man. Not a lot of guys are out there doing, you know, these type of episodes to show the support for our women. So definitely want to check that out, man, and share it if you'd like, man. We appreciate you. Check it out.
One of the things that allowed us to be that way is because a lot of women really do lie about stuff. I've worked in corporate America for over 20 years, And I've had to take a lot of sexual harassment little courses or classes, lot of people, right? Me too.
Yeah.
And, you know,
no pun intended.
Being in that environment, you've seen, at least I've seen, situations where if you say, "Hey, Mary, you look nice today," that's sexual harassment. I could lose my job, right? You see a lot of, or hear a lot of those stories where women either get in a position where, you know what, I don't like him, I won't take him down, I'm gonna lie about it, you know. Not to say that some of those women really are feel uncomfortable, and they should not. But, you know, it's the crywolf thing, man.
That shit is an anomaly, dude. I mean, that's probably collectively from a male perspective, and I'm not, you know, attacking your point of view personally, even though this is sort of a debate show. But
I feel attacked.
You feel attacked. But to me, that's really the weakest point of view ever, because, you know,
what is
the fact that women make up things? Because I'm telling you, man, that shit's an outlier. If you are really talking statistical analysis, quantitative analysis, all the shit that I hate in business school, if you're really talking about that shit, those are outliers. The historical power distance between men and women, and the way that we get socialized, the cultures that we create in these environments, create the Harvey Weinsteins, create the Bill Cosbys and all these other clowns. So like I said, that position is the weakest one, because it's an anomaly. You don't piss into the wind. You understand what I'm saying? You don't piss into the wind. And normally women that have made claims like that before it gets and I'm saying before a lot of this stuff has gone down, when you talk about where there were men even in, you know, other positions in, you know, human resources and things like that, they stuck to the code. You know, Mary's a problem, Mary's going to get reassigned to a different department, or Mary's position is going to get eliminated, or we're going to have her report to Bob now. You know what I'm saying? That's that good old boy network. And that's why I'm telling you that particular position is that it's an outlier. We cannot allow the 0.00001% to influence this shit. Because if you do that, you ignore all the historical data. We've all worked in those particular type of environments where we know who a creep is, you know what I'm saying? And we know how the setup is.
And you also know who the cry wolf chick is too.
Okay. What I'm telling you though is that, yeah, you may have one, but you're really going to have more. I'm telling you.
So you're saying
that shit is an outlier.
It's probably the ultimate outlier. It's more creeps than it is.
Exponentially more.
Okay.
Exponentially, we could do if you let's just talk about corporate America. If you're looking at the makeup of corporate America, if you look at from mid-level management on up,
male top heavy,
and so I mean, like I said, man, those things will, you cannot, like I said, you just cannot rely on the outlier, because that's just what it is.
Now, do you think you have to
make the rules to govern the masses, not the outlier.
We appreciate you taking some time to check out part one of our Best of 2018 show. We'll be doing a couple of these before we hit you with the first episode of 2019, man. And it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a really good episode coming up for the first one of the year. We're going to be doing a whole lot more hot buttons, whole lot more top 10 shows, man, because we've been getting a lot of requests for those, a lot of feedback off of those, and people seem to like that. So we definitely want to give the people what they're asking for. And Once again, man, we truly appreciate you guys checking for us and, you know, giving us your support and, you know, well wishes and things like that, man. This stuff is not easy. I'm going to let you know, man. It's you know, people think that it's easy just to get up on the microphone and just start, you know, just running off at the mouth. And I'm a real talkative guy, but, you know, coming up with quality content regularly and delivering it in such a way to where people want to consume it and want to come back. You know, that's pretty hard to do, man. So that's why we're so thankful that people are actually checking for the things that we are actually choosing to talk about. And so, you know, over the course of the year, we've gotten a lot of feedback about our, you know, top 10 shows and the hot button shows and special guests, especially when it comes to black business. Like I said before on a couple other shows, man, we're going to keep hitting you over the head with this shit until you guys understand that you need to quit giving your money to people that hate you. We need to start circulating that black dollar through the neighborhoods, through our communities, and keeping it there for as long as we possibly can. Go out and buy a couple things from a black business, man. It doesn't have to be Black Friday. It doesn't have to be Easter Sunday. It doesn't have to be, you know, whatever day it is, man. Go out and buy some food from a black restaurant and keep that dollar in your community, man, and support somebody that's out there trying to do their thing. So, you know, we appreciate you guys tuning in today. We really appreciate you once again, man. I mean, we really are thankful and grateful for your listenership. If you got any comments or anything, you know, about this, about part one of the best of, man, you can always hit us up at 704-946-6060. 704-946-6060, man. If you hit me up, I promise you I will respond. So we appreciate taking the time to tune in to us today. I can't say it enough. And, you know, we'll see you on part two. We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.